Hello and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears and I'm a spiritual advisor and mentor, and I help people be happy and attract more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from a very rainy Bozeman, Montana, and this is the weekly energy update for the week of May 29th, 2022. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you do get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And I hope you're enjoying the long Memorial Day weekend. My son Tice is visiting from Mexico City, and I'm on vacation for a week, and I could not be happier. Life is fucking great, and that F-bomb is for you, Loretta. So last week, I had the best time talking with clients about their summer stories. And in last week's podcast, we talked about how we are writing, directing, casting, and editing our summer stories. And there were so many wonderful themes that came through from the spirit guides, like summer of self-love, summer of magic, summer of synchronicities, spirit quest summer. Oh, I love that one. All of these sound like a wonderful way to experience this summer. And we get help with setting our intentions for our summer stories and the rest of 2022 with a new moon in Gemini this week. And this is the absolutely best time to set your intentions for the summer. So today, Sunday, the moon crosses over into Gemini, and this puts us in what is known as the dark of the moon, where the moon enters the sign that the sun is in. And this makes Sunday a very juicy day for intention setting. The actual new moon is early Monday morning around 4:30 Pacific time. And the next 3 days are focused on resetting and starting again and putting this last very challenging eclipse season behind us. We are coming out of the eclipse wormhole, and the energy did not disappoint, as May was one of the more challenging, no, not the more challenging, the most challenging month of the year. So we start off June with this new moon in Gemini, and Gemini season is where we connect words and thoughts and how we share ideas with each other at a collective level. Gemini has a bit of crackle in it. We get a little more excitable, and we want to share that excitement with others. So Tice asked me how my fly fishing was going, and for the next hour, I talked all about fly fishing and showed him my new rod and my flies and all my stuff. I just wanted to share my excitement about it with somebody. I think that at the end of the hour, he was kind of sorry that he asked, but boy, it felt good just to be excited about something new. And curiosity is also big with Gemini. And we're going to want to try new things that stimulate our minds. And this is the new moon where we put our ideas into form and action. So speaking of action, Mars, the planet of action and movement, has returned to its home sign of Aries. And Jupiter, the planet of manifestation and abundance, my favorite planet, has also entered Aries. And that means for the rest of the year, we are getting things moving. And you may feel this tremendous inner push right now, where the desire to act will feel so intense because Mars and Jupiter are conjunct during this new moon. And Mars and Jupiter in Aries are fabulous for supporting us in turning our ideas into actions for the rest of the year. So while Jupiter was in Pisces the first 5 months of the year, our goals and our ambitions were just marinating. And now this new moon is perfect for taking action and advantage of this power to get things moving. So with that said, there are some balancing energies that are going to slow things down. So our pace of forward movement is set by the universe and ultimately out of our control, but we are making forward progress. This new moon is ruled by Mercury. And Mercury is still retrograde for another week. So this thing slows things down a bit. Yeah, this is absolutely the perfect energy for setting intentions. But because of that Mercury retrograde, we just have some delays before we get what we want and before it gets here. So patience is key for now and the rest of the year. Patience. This is totally enjoying the journey, not the destination energy. We're going to manifest our intentions. It's happening, they just might not happen as fast as we want them to. And we can just go about enjoying life knowing that things are happening, and we can enjoy just being. We don't have to push so hard to get things done. We can enjoy life with knowing that things are happening and they're going to come. It's all happening. And we just need to slow down and enjoy the ride. So after the first 5 months of this year being really challenging, and then the eclipses turning us off and back on again, like resetting a computer, we are back, baby. We are back. And we have been transformed from the inside out. And now the more difficult energy is behind us, at least for now. So this is the time to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and start all over again. And Gemini understands this better than any other sign. You know, the stars and the cosmos are gifting us with this much lighter, brighter energy now. We've turned a page, and now we have a crisp, blank page to write on. So June is a light month. Everyone will want to go out, enjoy life, connect to new people. There are new beginnings lighting us up. And this new moon is also the perfect time to clean and charge your crystals. The new moon is a time of releasing and new beginnings, and we want to clear out all that old energy of the past five months for a fresh start. So to clean your crystals, it's super easy. You can just wash them under running water or in salt water, or you can wash them in an ocean or a stream. You can also sage them with smoke if you want to. So after washing and drying your crystals, just set them out for a moon bath. You can set them outside, or you can just put them in a window. And then the next day, let them charge for a few hours in the morning sunlight. So many crystals will fade in direct sunlight. So just charge them with the sunrise. Just leave them out for, you know, a few hours with the sunrise. Easy peasy. And then by doing this, we are leaving the energy of the past behind and is starting a new chapter with the energy of this wonderful new moon. So one more thing I want to talk about for a minute is the recession and how expensive we hear things are. So this is a good time to remember that we are creating our reality, not the news, not the Fed setting interest rates, not the rate of inflation. We are creating our reality. So don't give any of this scarcity your attention. And sometimes we can justify giving our attention to something because it's true. But just because it's true is not a good reason, because anything that anyone gives attention to becomes true. A better question is, do I want to experience this? Do I want to experience this? Do you want to experience sticker shock when you go to the grocery store and get gas? No, you don't. So don't give the high prices any attention. Instead, just focus on the good deals that you get. Remember that what we focus on, we attract. So focus on finding stuff on sale, the free fruits and veggies that your neighbor gives you, the great gas mileage that your car gets, or that you have an electric car, or that you don't have to drive to work. Appreciate every great deal you come across, and you'll attract more of those. So this week, I washed my car. I wanted to get my car all nice and clean before Tice got here, and I pulled up to pay at the car wash, and it was Ladies' Day, and my car wash was half price. So one, who knew there was Ladies' Day at the car wash? Well, now I know. But I'm choosing to focus, appreciate, and celebrate all the wonderful deals I'm attracting instead of the other, which we shall not speak. So to recap, the hard part of the year is over, and we're getting a fresh start with this wonderful new moon. So set your summer and life intentions, charge your crystals, and remember, it's all happening, although maybe not as fast as we would like, but this gives us the opportunity to enjoy the journey. The mantra for this week, the intention for this week is, I am enjoying the journey. I am enjoying the journey. So have a wonderful week. I'm headed off to explore Ennis, Montana with Tice and my dog Jasper and start my Summer of Montana love. So thank you for listening and sharing this podcast with a friend you think may find value in it. And I will talk to you again next week.